G'day, viewers.
And good day to you too, my dear fellow.
This is a video I've been meaning to make for a long time.
And it's a video I've been waiting to hear for a long time, I am sure.
And recent events have really highlighted to me that a hell of a lot of men need to wake the fuck up to themselves.
Well, shit, that sounds serious.
In fact, I can't think of a simpler, more direct way of putting it than men have to be better.
Than who at what?
Now, this is not to suggest that men don't have problems themselves. I mean,
you know, when someone says that, they are tacitly saying the opposite. I mean,
society pushes a lot of really messed up shit on young males in particular.
Oh, it's always society doing this. If only society would just leave people alone.
In the name of masculinity, that are impossible to measure up to and stay sane.
I know, it's crazy. It's almost like society is asking young men to be young women.
And I honestly think women don't understand a lot of that.
Which is understandable.
But that's a different conversation.
Is it? It appears to be the conversation we're currently having. It was your opening gambit.
And honestly, if you think the difficulties men face are as bad as
the Mongol invasions?
What women face on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, doy, what was I thinking? Of course what women face on a day-to-day basis is way worse than the Mongol invasions.
And quite honestly, you are the problem.
Well, fuck. So what's your final solution?
If you want real problems...
Well, who the hell wants real problems? I'll take first world problems over real problems any day.
Women are murdered every week.
Every week. Every fucking week. Is it scheduled? Is it not every day? It's not every month. It's not every year. It's every week. On a Sunday. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Alright, yeah, I swear, giggle fit over, I'm sorry. I normally cut those out, but that was just... Every fucking week. It's like an episode of Game of Thrones.
By their partners and ex-partners in Australia.
Well, thank fuck I don't live in Australia. Christ.
That's reality.
Are you sure you're not looking at your TV guide?
1 in 3 women will be sexually assaulted in their lifetimes.
Jesus, that stat's gone up. It was 1 in 4.
1 in 6 will be raped.
I hate to disprove your hyperbole with facts, but that's 17%. And the Australian government says that it's actually 6%. So...
And almost worse than the actual attacks is the fact that when they happen, more often than not, there's some focus on what the woman should have done to prevent it.
Are you suggesting they should do nothing to attempt to prevent an attack and just lay there and take it?
Why didn't she leave him?
She thought she could change him?
Why was she walking there?
Do you have, like, rape districts in Australia or something?
Why was she alone?
In one of the designated rape districts.
Why was she drinking?
Aha, one I can finally answer. To get drunk.
Why didn't she know better?
Yeah, walking alone through a rape district while drunk is the sort of thing you would think they would avoid, isn't it?
A simple look at the reality faced by women shows there's very little they can do about violence directed at them.
What an empowering statement. You sound like a feminist.
The most dangerous place for a woman is her own home.
So women need to be homeless?
The most dangerous people are people she knows.
So women aren't allowed to have friends?
Saying what she should have done is almost never relevant.
Why the hell would people be recommending irrelevant actions in hindsight?
When it comes down to it, there's only one person who can stop violence against women.
Superman?
And that is the attacker.
Call me crazy, but I really don't think the attacker is going to be the one preventing any attacks.
So long as the primary focus and the primary message is what women should do to prevent these attacks...
So the police turn up, and the attacker's there, and they're like, why didn't you stop yourself getting raped, woman? And she's like, oh, I don't know. The attacker shouldn't have attacked me, he should have stopped himself from attacking me. And they're like, yeah, we'll get to that.
And not why men shouldn't do this.
They didn't get the memo?
The problem is never going to get better.
Still waiting for that final solution, fat Aussie dude.
And I just want to throw in here, and I mean this, if you even started to equivocate when I said those things, you're the problem.
People trying to prevent rape are more of a problem than the rapists themselves. Am I following you correctly?
Alright, if you're, oh yeah, but she should have, no, shut the fuck up, alright?
Yeah, if you're going to try and give advice to women who haven't yet been raped, but might benefit from your advice, shut the fuck up, alright?
If you can't face the reality of what's happening here.
Yeah, if you can't face this guy's made up statistics, shut the fuck up, alright?
Then I start to think you
are the rapist.
Are far worse than a bystander in these things.
Oh, so rather than trying to prevent other women from being raped, you should just be a bystander.
That you actively turn a blind eye, or worse.
Are you suggesting that I joined in?
How can you say that, you say? I mean, I don't do that. Not all men do that.
But I am going to talk to you as if all men do that.
And that was a big catch cry on the internet recently.
Do you mean war cry or catchphrase?
Not all men do this. You know what? Bullshit!
Yeah, bullshit. All men do it. And those who don't do it are even worse.
That doesn't matter.
I kind of think that the statistics would be worse if all men did do it.
Of course not all men do it. But all women have to face it.
Wait, I thought you erroneously said it was 1 in 6.
And if you want to focus on your butthurt feelings...
Remember that part where he said that men have problems too? And they really matter.
Rather than the epidemic of violence and harassment women face...
Fucking hell, I am never going to Australia. It sounds like the last days of fucking Sodom.
I've got no time for you. Now, this is not to suggest that men don't have problems themselves.
Yeah, I think you've made that pretty clear.
You need to realise that when you shout down women telling you of their experience because not all men do it, you are emboldening rapists.
Yeah, we may as well be saying, listen, rapist, just fucking go for it.
If you think your feelings are more important than someone relating their actual experience, you're fucking pathetic.
Is this happening in the police interview rooms? The police just sat there saying, look, I know that you've just been raped, but listen, right? I want to tell you about my feelings.
And really, don't lean too heavily on the not all men do it, to the point where you're trying to say, oh, it's only these tiny fringe lunatics.
Well, obviously we live in a rape culture, so it's a lot like drinking. I mean, who hasn't tried it?
Statistically, it's almost certain that you work with, associate with, or are related to a rapist.
Maybe we should make them wear yellow stars.
And I say there's no doubt whatsoever either you or someone you hang out with regularly is directly responsible for behaviour that makes women feel threatened and unsafe. And
extra, extra, read all about it. Woman has feeling.
And that is not good enough.
So making them feel threatened isn't enough. I need to actually rape them, is what you're saying.
And even at the arguably more innocuous end of the spectrum, just big jerks to women, making them feel unwelcome. Is this something I don't get?
Ah, well, this is my specialist subject. You see, a lot of the time, you want to be a jerk to a woman to get her to piss off.
Particularly from heterosexual men. Men who wish at some point to have some sort of intimate connection to a woman. Why the fuck would you make them feel bad?
You're not going to like the answer.
I don't get that thing.
Yeah, I know. I don't get it either. But women are attracted to jerks. I know, it's fucking stupid, isn't it? You would think that nice guys like yourself, I mean, you have been so nice in this video. I would have thought the women would be swarming all over your tubby self. But for some reason, women like guys who are assholes. I know, it's mental.
And the ones that piss me off the most are like nerd culture, geek culture.
Are you going to use this as another excuse to bully nerds?
Which I consider myself... part of,
but absolutely fail to mention in any of your videos, unless Homeopathy Awareness Week is part of nerd culture now.
The nerds who insist on criticizing women who want to get involved. Oh yeah, they'll call them, they're fake nerds. And they don't really understand this like I do. And so the instant they speak up, I'm going to put them down, because yeah, that's how you get them to share your interests. And
do you not think that it may be a way of getting them to not share your interests?
at the conventions and whatnot saying, oh, she's too fat to cosplay. Oh, she's too hot. She can't be a nerd. And she's just exploiting her looks for attention. It's like, they can't win. Not all men do this. You know what? Bullshit. That doesn't matter. And you're an idiot.
Those clips fit together so perfectly. Yeah, it's not just women who can't win, but they do have the option of not going to conventions, whereas I don't have the option of not being part of the rape problem.
I mean, do you want sausage fests? Because this is how you get sausage fests.
It is also a way of making sure that we get actual fans at comic book conventions, isn't it? I don't go there to pick up chicks. I go there because of the subject matter.
Now, I'm making a blatant appeal to self-interest here. See, so long as women suffer and fear violence and harassment, men are also going to lose. I mean, admittedly, in a much less horrible way. And I know some purists don't like to say why it's in men's best interest. It should be, you know, that a woman has just the right to not be harassed, to not be subject to violence. That should be enough.
Apparently not for the Australian Parliament. Shouldn't have given them independence. We've got laws against rape.
It should be. It isn't.
Typical colonials. Send them away from the motherland for 5 minutes and they turn into a rape culture. America's just as bad. And don't get me started on Canada.
And I'm a bit of a pragmatist, so I'm going with whatever works.
Oh yeah, your suggestions have been very pragmatic.
Seriously, this being decent to women, making women feel comfortable and safe, that can only work in your favour.
Not if I want them to piss off.
If you like being close to women. I mean, yeah, because just imagine, guys complain, oh, she's treating me like I'm a rapist and I haven't done anything. Because the only way to know whether you're a rapist is to be in a situation that would let you do something, okay? So just imagine if men generally treated women so well, women didn't have that fear. How much better would that be for men?
By God, he's right. Given that so many of us are rapists, this is the best way to lull women into a false sense of security.
And if you can't see this, I've got no time for you. And if you... men's rights advocates bullshit. Now, this is not to suggest that men don't have problems themselves. I mean, most pathetic, sad, worthless individuals on the planet. I've got nothing but contempt for them. Now, this is not to suggest that men don't have problems themselves. I mean, so don't rush in and say, not all men do that.
Because as we have established here, all men do that.
Try listening. Try being supportive.
Jesus Christ, man. It takes all my emotional energy to be supportive about the women I do give a fuck about. There is none left for women I do not give a fuck about.
Don't make it about you, because it isn't about you.
Yeah, nothing's about you, for fuck's sake. What do you think male privilege means?
And honestly, if you can't see why this men's rights advocate bullshit hurts men or...
Oh yeah, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Because I'm pretty sure that men's rights activists are running on a platform of crucifying all men wherever they are found.
Almost as much as women, then I think we've learned all we need to know about you.
Yeah. If you don't exclusively campaign for the rights of women over men, then you are not for equality.